Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app.
All right, look out. Coming up, some great sports information stuff on our 5 o'clock hour. Sponsored by Lee Brand Jewelers, where luxury jewelry and watches are affordable. Drop by their store in Sandy Springs or visit LeeBrand.com. 520. Hey, holy crap, it's sports with Pete Davis.
The Braves blanked the Marlins 3-0 last night as Bryce Elder got out of the big first inning jam thanks to a Miami blunder on the base paths. Then he settled down for 6 2/3 innings. And as I left the suite there, the 680 of the Fans suite,
yes,
Travis d'Arnaud did this.
Speaking of homers, here's Travis d'Arnaud, and he hits a high fly ball deep down the left field line. Could it stay fair towards the pole? And that's a home run! He sends it right on down the line. Travis d'Arnaud does it again. That is his fifth home run of the homestand.
Yeah.
And it's a two-run Braves lead here in the fourth.
Man.
Ben Ingram was 6A, the fan there. Yeah, yeah. Nobody scored until I walked out into the elevator. So for the rest of the year, during Braves games, you can find me riding the elevators at Truist Park. But I swear, there's three runs scored the entire game, right?
Yeah, right?
That happened between the time I left the suite till I crossed the street to the parking lot. All three runs scored. But anyway, Travis became the only Braves player since 1953 to hit five or more homers in an eight at-bat span. Ronald Acuna Jr. set the all-time Atlanta Braves stolen base record, surpassing Rafael Furcal with 190 as he took second base in the first inning. Herman Long owns the Braves franchise record, 433 steals.
Wow.
Who owns the modern era since 1900 with 240?
Of the Braves? Modern era?
Yep.
Andrew Jones?
Nope.
Boy, you got me. I have no idea.
Hank Aaron.
Are you...
When he was young, he was
fast.
Holy
cow.
Milwaukee,
cool.
Yeah. A.J. Minter also now holds the Braves record for holds with 108. Kimmer, explain to the little people out there what a hold is.
Well, a hold is when you're on the mound and your jock is slipping, you use your left hand around the back to try to pull the strap up so that it holds the Big Al and the Twins securely so you can get the fastball out with the right speed. Spin.
Amazing.
I nailed it.
You're right on that.
Mm.
Orlando Arcia slid head first to the second base, immediately raised his head and stuck his tongue out at the Marlins infielder. It's still a kid's game. He's
And by the way, I want to ask you a question when you before you leave the Braves too, about base running stuff. In fact, I'll do it now. In fact, you mentioned Acuna stealing his second base. Whatever, I saw him steal third in the game. He stole third base, and then he did the old flashing hand in front of the face thing. What is? Yeah. I don't know what that means anymore. I'm not sure what that is.
He's signaling the people back on the bench.
Yeah, but what is it?
The boys.
Yeah, but
I don't know what he.
Well, see, that's what I want. I want somebody to tell me.
It's something that John Cena, the wrestler, used to do. It was like an imaging brand thing he did for when he was.
But I wonder what it means. It must mean something.
I have no idea, but I'm pretty sure it started with John Cena.
And I noticed he stole third base, and he went raising his hand, his palm, his hand in front of his face.
As they like to say about us, that's down the hall and to the left.
Well, we should go ask.
That's where that information lies.
I think
that'd
be fun. I wonder what exactly why he did it. It's a signal to somebody for what?
All right. We'll figure it out.
Thank you.
The 1-0 Max Fried on the mound tonight against the Marlins lefty Trevor Rogers, who's 0-2. D'Arnaud will be back in the lineup again tonight to try and hit another one.
Excellent.
By the way, pleasure to chat with Jeff Stalkup from Atlanta Safe House in the 680 of the Fan suite at the old ballpark. Also ran into celebrity golf broadcasting legend Brian Katrick and his son.
Oh, my God. Brian Katrick's a long time ago friend of mine, golfing buddy, a professional golfer. If I'd have known that, I would have made sure you said hi to him for me because we go back a long, long, long way. Nice guy. PGA. He does PGA radio sport sports coverage and stuff, and really nice guy, local guy, and a great golfer. I played with a guy, Danny McLefty, and I, and Big Dave Lavelle, his hugeness, and we used to go back years, 30 years
we're
ago.
We're talking years ago when I first heard him. I was driving around somewhere on a Saturday or Sunday morning, and someone called up dissing Tiger. And Brian just laid into him, and I thought, God, I've never heard anybody talk golf like that. Yeah. It was just revolutionary.
Brian Kidrick, nice. What a good guy. I'm glad you had he's a nice man. I wish I'd been able to say hi to him for me. Good guy.
Happy birthday to soon-to-be Hall of Famer Andrew Jones. He's 47 today. It's just a matter of time before he's elected.
Yeah.
Home attendance figures are out, and only one team is selling out their ballpark more than the Braves fans are doing so far this season. What team would that be?
Dodgers?
Close.
Not the Giants.
No, you're getting further away.
Further away now.
The Angels?
Houston?
You're getting closer. Angels.
Texas. Rangers. No, that'd be silly.
Okay.
Houston Rangers.
That's something I would say, Kimmer. Come on.
We've done L.A., San Francisco, and
San
Anaheim.
San Diego. Thank you. Jeez. I got it right. Put that in the promo. Kimmer got it right. Everybody else messing around.
You got the whole thing
I'm getting
right
a promo.
Truist Park has been filled over 90% capacity for all the home games.
Excellent.
The Phillies are third, bringing up the rear way behind of everybody. Who's the last team in attendance?
Mets? Tampa Bay.
No, the A's.
Oh, well, Oakland, yeah. Well,
get this.
All the talk of them moving in a terrible stadium and everything else.
Tampa's second from the bottom. The A's have sold less than 14% of their home tickets this season.
Oh, my God. That's got to be so depressing. That's
poor thing.
A shame.
And the Mets are at 50%, no better than the Reds or the Twins or the Rockies. So they're right in the middle there. And how bad are the White Sox? They were shut out in Cleveland last night. They're now 3-19. That's a winning percentage of 136, which extrapolates out to a 22-140 record. That would smash the previous record for the worst team ever, the 62 Mets, who ended up 40-120. The Pell Sox have now been shut out 8 times in their first 22 games. That has never happened before in the history of Major League Baseball. That's how bad those suckers are.
Oh, man.
And I don't know what's more surprising. Comedian Elaine Boozler is still alive, or she's been arrested at a Dodgers game.
Elaine Boozler, the comedian from 50 years ago? She's got to be getting up there pretty good now. Good Lord, what'd she do?
She's 71. She attempted to attend the Mets-Dodgers game at Dodger Stadium Sunday. She showed up at the gate with a baseball-themed purse. But the team has a clear bag policy. You have to be able to see into the bag because of safety issues.
Yeah.
Elaine refused to take it back to her car or throw it away. So the security guard, just doing his job, said, you could be arrested. And she goes, all right, arrest me. So they did.
Oh, boy.
2 hours later, she finally agreed to just go home, but all the while complaining she should get special treatment because she's a celebrity.
Uh-oh.
She sang the national anthem there once and played in their celebrity softball games, and they decided,
I'm sorry.
No, not
but anymore. They couldn't have just looked in the bag? I mean, is that really a thing to arrest for? You can't let her get away with it, I guess.
Kimber, there are rules in place.
And I always follow the rules. I would never break a rule on a clear bag. By the way, we got an update. We got an update on the face thing. You want to do that? This is incredible. Jeff, who, by the way, was with you in the Braves suite last night, just got a message from Jeff with Atlanta Safe House, and he says the thing for the hand in the face thing that Acuna Jr. did means you can't see me. You can't see me. I can do whatever I want. You can't see me. And that's what it apparently means. Jeff, thank you. And Jeff, next time you come by the studio and knock on the window, come on in the booth. Our sponsors get first-class treatment. Come in and say hi, and we'll chat. Absolutely.
Mark and the whole crew.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Kimmer promises he won't ignore you this time.
I didn't ignore him. I didn't know anything. I was reading a thing, and I hear a knock, and Pete says, guy knocked. I said, what?
All right, keep moving. The NFL draft begins Thursday night in Detroit. As of right now, the Falcons still own the number 8 pick. But they may not have as many picks next year. Adam Schefter of ESPN tweeting the league will likely take away at least one draft choice because of the so-called tampering of Kirk Cousins.
Yeah.
We'll find out later. Anyway, and former New York Giants football player Clyde Hall sentenced to 5 years in prison selling narcotics in Manhattan. Have you ever heard of Clyde Hall?
No, I have not.
Well, it's not a surprise. Clyde last played for the Gents, the year I was born, 1961. Clyde Hall is 84 years old and just got caught selling narcotics on the streets of Manhattan.
Yeah, that's me in 6 years.
I'm telling you, there's hope.
Seriously.
There's your career as a pusher.
I'd be a pusher, and then I get three squares and a cot, three cots and a meal. And
according to the New York Post, former ESPN draft analyst Todd McShay has had a contentious relationship with Mel Kiper Jr. over the years, and now he's spilling the beans about just how strange Kiper really is. You never see reporters or analysts like Mache or Adam Schefter without a cell phone or two these days, even on the set while on TV. But Mache claims Kiper doesn't even own a cell phone. In fact, Mel relies on landlines, five of them in his house in Baltimore like it's 1973. Mel Kiper was unavailable for comment after inadvertently tying himself up in several phone cords while holding a conference call.
You say he didn't have a TV?
He doesn't have a cell phone.
A cell phone? Oh, my God.
All right, it's time for Nate's joke. Are you ready?
I'm ready for Nate's joke right here.
Who can go as fast as a racehorse?
Another racehorse? I don't know.
The jockey.
The jockey. Oh, I should have known. I'm not good with these.
This is an Extra 106.3 podcast. To hear more live and local content like this, tune into 106.3 FM or download the Extra 106.3 app.
Spring is here and baseball is back. You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.
Support for Extra 106.3 comes from Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy, celebrating their 35th anniversary and offering gift cards in-store and online. You can discover Mother's Day and anniversary presents online at Natural Body Spa and Skin Remedy at naturalbody.com.
Is there chaos in your closet? Look, Blouse, you've got some nerve hanging there like that.
I can't help it. I'm jammed in here next to this suit.
Hey, I'm a three-piece, all right? Which means I need a little more room.
You've got a lot of attitude for a linen suit.
I'm a polyester blend, sweetheart. There needs to be room for men's clothes, too.
Hi, I'm Christina, and at Artisan Custom Closets, we help families organize and simplify their closets with customized storage solutions. See what's possible for your home at artisancustomclosets.com, and then call us for a free in-home consultation.